Right now it is time for us to check sports. The NBA, of course, at their All-Star break. And, well, it was quite a game. It's not really a game. Team LeBron won the game 163-160. That's right, 163-160. Stephen Curry set another three-point record, and LeBron James got another All-Star win. He had quite a performance. All right, and the Knicks even had a star. Knicks Obi Toppin won the dunk contest. Curry made 16 three-pointers and scored 50 points. Pretty amazing, huh? But anyway, and James, of course, put the game winner in. So anyway, that is a look at NBA action. All right, in other sports news, Eric Weddle unretired to help lead the Rams to the Super Bowl, and he is now retired. He's returned to high school as a high school football coach. Bucks coach Bruce Arians rebuffs any reports that he had a rift with Tom Brady. The Rams have a new offensive coordinator. They lost theirs, of course. That is Liam Cohen. All right. All right, that's NFL news. Major League Baseball news. The lockout talks will resume in Florida tomorrow as openers are now definitely threatened. No kidding. Oh, what else? Oh, LeBron James reveals he has plans to play with his son when he gets to the NBA. He said that will be his last season in the NBA when that happens. All right. All right. The Rangers edged the Senators last night, 2-1. And if we go to the NHL standings, which I thought I did. In the Atlantic Division, the Bruins are in fourth place. They have 60 points. The leader in that division, the Panthers, have 75. If we go down to the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in third place. They have 69 points. They're just 3 points out of first place. The Devils have 39 points. The Islanders have 43 points. Rangers having a real good year, 32-13. And overtime, 5. So Rangers are having a really good year. And it's nice to see if you're a Ranger fan. The past couple of years, they have done anything but have a good year. But they're definitely going to the playoffs this year. No doubt about that. Which is nice. Oh, what else? Is there any other news out there other than the Olympics wrapping up? The USFL will have their inaugural two-day draft. That is coming up. And I guess day one of the draft is tomorrow at 7 p.m. The teams, the Michigan Panthers, the Tampa Bay Bandits, Philadelphia Stars, New Jersey Generals, Houston Gamblers, Birmingham Stallions, Pittsburgh Maulers, and the New Orleans Breakers. Those are the teams that are in the new, updated USFL. Training camps will be open for business on March 21st. So if you love football, it's coming back in March. You hear the cats in the background? I already fed you. You're not going to get any more food. Oh, what else can we talk about in sports? Let's see here. I haven't looked at this in a while. And that is UConn basketball. The men are ranked 24th in the country with a record of 16-8. Now, let's take a look at the women. I haven't looked at that. It's been an off year for the women. Okay. The UConn women, in an off year, are ranked 10th in the country. And all they are this year is 19-5. Isn't it great when you have an off year and you're 19-5 and ranked 10th in the country? 19-5 is an off year. Pretty amazing. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.